Welcome to the City Point Church podcast. Thanks for joining us. Every day is an opportunity to take hold of. So we hope this message inspires you and builds your faith, that it helps you have more of a God perspective for your day. Enjoy.
We do once a year in the life of the church. And it's a great day for us as a church. You know, every year, I've been here for about 11 years now. And every single year, I tell you, the faith level in the church rises. And we see miracles in this season every year. And I'm talking financial miracles in people's lives, physical miracles in people's bodies. You know, we see homes being restored. We see God moving in people's lives in many, many ways. And so today you have the opportunity to be part of this. But let me tell you this. It is about us getting money. Okay, just being honest. Is that okay to be honest as a pastor? It is about us getting money because we have a vision. And here's the thing is I have a very big vision for this community and for this church. And my vision speed is dictated to by the finance we have. The speed in which we can do what we want to do in our community is dictated to by the finance that we have to outwork things. That's the reality. And so the vision is there. God is there waiting. And what we require is faith. And so today, as much as it's a day about giving and sowing, it's a day about faith. So I want to say this. If today, if you're preparing to give financially into these buckets, but you lack faith, why don't you just keep it in your pocket? Is that okay? Keep it in your pocket. Unless you have a seed of faith. Now, here's the little trick to my statement. You ready? The Bible says that every single one of us has a mustard seed of faith. If you're here today, you are exercising your mustard seed. So I know that you have faith. The question is do you have the faith that you require? I know that inside of you is a seed. The question is today will you water that seed? And when you put in your finance and put your prayer and praise reports on this cross today, at the end of the service, we're going to rejoice together and we're going to pray as a church over these prayer requests. But if you come today, can I encourage you to say, God, where I lack faith today, I borrow yours. Jesus, where I lack faith today, I borrow the faith that you had when you went to the cross. Because when Jesus went to the cross, the Bible tells us that the enemy was laughing. The Bible tells us that Satan was rejoicing because he didn't know what was the seed inside of Jesus Christ. He didn't know that Jesus went to the cross full of faith, knowing that although his body would be destroyed in 3 days, I'm going to rise again and bring victory into this world. And let me say to you today that the enemy might not know yet. He might not realize that inside of each one of us is a mustard seed of faith. And as we walk forward today, we exercise that faith. And what Rachel said is so true. The enemy is scared of what's about to happen in your lives today. As we declare the goodness of God. You receive that today?
Yes.
So I want to declare a great truth over everyone here today. And it's simply this, that God wants you to prosper. God wants you and I to prosper. All the way back to Adam and Eve in the book of Genesis 1, it says, then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. God said to be fruitful and multiply, not to sit around and do nothing, not to be fruitful and decrease, not to be fruitful and stay the same, but to be fruitful, and here's the key word, multiply. Multiplication. God's first commandment to mankind was to increase and to prosper. He did not say, be broke and have not. Rather, he said, get to it and have more. Here, there is no poverty in heaven. The streets are made of gold. Poverty and lack are not of God. In fact, increase, prosperity and fruitfulness are of God.
Yes,
listen, there's no such thing as standing still. Did you know this in life? There's no such thing as standing still. The world is always moving. As time goes on, land either increases or it decreases. Money in shares will either increase or they will decrease. And men in the house this morning, it's good to know that if your wife's credit card gets stolen, don't ring the cops, because it will decrease in its spending. It's everything in life moves. Nothing stays the same. God is not a God of less, amen? He's a God of more. And I think we should all be increasing in our faith. We should all be increasing in our hunger for God and our love for people. We should all be increasing in prosperity and in generosity. See, to me, there's no question about it that God wants me to prosper. He wants me to have more. He wants me to be blessed, and He wants me to increase. Do you believe the same today for your life? He wants you to increase. It's important to see that poverty is a curse. And it's important for us to see the curse that it really is in our lives. Let me tell you this. It's one thing to believe and then speak poverty. Let me say this again. We often can believe and we can say, God, I believe in miracles. God, I believe that you will break through in my life. And then when we go to McDonald's, we buy the cheaper meal because it's a dollar cheaper. And it's like undoing your faith. You know, we can say and pray of the inner man in faith, but our outer, or what's in our heart, comes out through our mouth. And what we do is we curse what God is trying to bless. We bring a curse because we're saying, you know, when I go to the shops, I'm just going to get, it's a little bit cheaper. Although the money's in your wallet, right? And you're thinking of tomorrow, rather than thinking, you know, God will provide all my needs according to His riches and glory. Rather than going, you know what, this will be good for my children to have, I'm going to buy them a $4.99 shirt instead of a $3.99 shirt from Best and Less. And you say to yourself, I will invest into my child. Why? Because we believe that God is investing into our lives. Do you believe that this morning, church?
Yes.
Yeah. So our words can undo. Our words can curse what God is trying to do in us by building our faith. So my question is will you let your faith rise today? Will you let your faith rise today? I want to speak quickly of three biblical reasons. There's three reasons why we need to want to increase and prosper in our lives. You ready for it? Number one is God has pleasure in your prosperity. God has pleasure in your prosperity. Psalms 35:27 says, "Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. And let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants." And 3 John 1 verse 2 says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." Church, my prayer for you today is that you may prosper in all things. See, because God wants you to. He has pleasure in it. And it's His will for your life. Do you believe that this morning? It's the will of God for your life that you will prosper. It makes God happy. Did you know that? When we prosper in all areas of our lives, God's not up there in heaven just going, oh, that's good for them. It's actually bringing joy to Him, because that's His design for His children. It brings joy. Philippians 4:11 says, "Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account." He's looking for fruit to your account. You know what I love about Jesus is even though He decided to own very little in His life, Jesus was actually a very prosperous person. There was a lot of money involved in Jesus' ministry. We know this because He had a treasurer. Remember Judas in the Bible? Judas was His treasurer. Now, he wasn't a very good treasurer, but nevertheless, he was His treasurer. Why? Because Jesus had money. He needed someone to keep account of His money. He could just call fish to come with money in their mouths. Remember those stories? He could call fish at any time. His tunic was even valuable. on the cross after he died, the Romans gambled over his tunic because it was so valuable. Jesus was a prosperous king. He was a prosperous man. He was our prosperous savior. Amen? Amen. Who knows that it's good to have, but it's better to have more so that we can be a blessing. There's a reason to it. See, God wants you to increase and to prosper because it gives him pleasure, it enables you to do much good, and it establishes his covenant here on earth. It builds his kingdom, sees people get saved, and it fills heaven. So let's believe for breakthrough and supernatural advancement in our lives so that we can be a blessing for those who need Jesus around us. Amen? And the second reason why the Bible teaches us we need to prosper and increase is so that we can influence our world for good. Ephesians 4:28 says, "Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need." Increase is all about somebody else. Did you know that this morning? God wants to get something into your life so that he can get something to somebody else. You know, this is what I've learned in my life, that when God brings the increase into my world, there's always a little bit left over. When Mel and I get increase in our world and we decide to bless somebody else with it, there's always a little bit left over. That's how God brings prosperity to us, even though we give to other people. Can I say to you today that there is a reason why God wants his church blessed? It's so that we can bless other people. And when we get that revelation in our hearts, you will see the blessing of God flow through your life and through your family like never before. The only reason why the church around the world sometimes in some seasons is not blessed is because we don't have the revelation that God gives to this hand so we can give out of this hand. Right. And when we get that revelation, we realize that we stand in the middle as the recipient of all the blessing and the favor of God, and so does the world around us. When we have that revelation today, we will not just give money into this offering today. We will see the money flow out of this offering into our community so that this church will be established and we will be the recipients in our lives. You believe that today?
Yes.
You see, I believe what I'm asking you to believe. As the pastor of this church, I have faith that God will supply the needs of this church. And as I've said many, many times, I do not need your money. You need your money. Yeah. Let me explain. You need to give your money so that you can be blessed.
Yeah.
I believe exactly that for the church.
Yeah.
The reason why we bless the community is because I need to bless the community because I need the favor of God on this church financially. And so we pray for people, we stand with people, and we sow into this community in every way we possibly can because we are the recipients. Why? God doesn't need it in heaven, but he knows that I need it because he wants to get his blessing to me. And he wants to get his blessing to this church, and he wants to get the blessing into your life. So I have the faith today that God will supply all the needs for the church. That's not why we do Faith, Love, Hope. We do Faith, Love, Hope to give you the opportunity so that you can grow in faith today, in love today, and in hope today, and God can bring blessing into your world. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just amazing how God works? It's so, so good. So increase is about someone else. So it's not about us. It's about being a blessing to people in our world blessing them for good. Look, Luke 3:11 says, "He answered and said to them, 'He who has two tunics, let him give to him who has none. And he who has food, let him do likewise.'" Listen, so in its essence, to not want increase and be prosperous, or prosperous would be the English version of that word, it's basically selfishness. Selfishness says, I have enough for the one, which is generally me, and that's all that matters. That's what selfish. But however, prosperity and increase not only allows us to have more, but to give more. It's all about more and other people. We must break The mentality of survival. The survival mentality. We've got to break that in our lives, church. He is the God of more than enough. He's the God of more than enough. You know, when you give, you will not have less, you will have more. That's the promises of the Word of God. Maybe even the way we pray about blessing should change. This is great. We've got a prayer meeting tonight. You can practice that. Philippians 4:19 says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Maybe we need to be praying for more and for extra. Maybe we need to start praying, "God, give me more. God, give me extra. God, give me more money. Lord, God, give me more prosperity. God, give me more blessing. Give me more. This way, I can be a blessing to others for the kingdom of God. God, I want more power. God, I want more anointing. God, I want more victory in my life. I want more revelation of breakthrough because I want to bring it to this world. God, I need to be blessed. God, would you give me more money so I can bless people? Father, would you give me a car so I can bless someone else with my car? God, would you give me a house, Lord God, so I can give people a room that need a room, Lord God? God, I need more so I can give more. Let me be your hands and feet." What an amazing prayer to have. If we can have that prayer without the guilt of having more, we will see the heaven come to earth like never before. Here's the reason why. Is I've learned, and as I studied the Bible and I've lived my little 40 years of life, I've learned this. God can do anything. You believe that this morning? He can do anything. He can heal somebody. He can get a whale to swallow somebody. Somehow they still stay alive and spews them out on the beach. He can make money come out of a fish's mouth. He can make a deaf man hear. He can make a blind person see. He can raise the dead. He's done all this stuff. He can do anything. He can even form a planet and make life with lungs and livers and all these things inside of us that pump in a heart that's just amazing. An eyeball that even humanity can't work out how to replicate. Our God can do anything, but he chooses to do it with us. He always chooses to work through us and do things with us. Have you noticed this? That's why faith is so important. That's why we have to have more than words. We have to have actions. We have to have more than belief. We need to have faith because there's a difference. You know, and so God wants to do something through you and with you in unity. This is what heaven coming to earth is all about. It's about an overlap. I've mentioned this before. It's about an overlap. And what that overlap is the more that humanity cries out to God and surrenders everything to God, and God can work through them, we see more of an overlap of heaven and earth happening. Because that's how God chooses to be. This is what it was all about in the Garden of Eden. God walked in the garden with Adam and Eve. How crazy would that be? He actually walked in the garden. He always has, from day one, wanted to do things with us and through us. That's the design of God. Amen? Amazing power. Hey, point three, why we need to prosper and increase is so that we can influence our world for God. Not just good. There's a purpose to it. I always say to our leadership team, you know, Sundays have a purpose. Don't bring another one. On Sundays, it's not about meetings and all that sort of stuff. On Sundays, it's about edifying the church. On Sundays, it's about celebrating together, hearing the word of God. There is a purpose to it. Let me say that there's a purpose to your life today. It's already been dictated. It's already been designed for you. And the purpose is for you to allow God to move through your life. There's a purpose that God wants to use you. He will use you. All he requires is your faith and a surrendered heart. You know, and in every area of our life, this is. So if we believe in God for our salvation when we die, can we believe God today for our finance? It's actually quite little in perspective. If we can believe God that when I die, I will go to heaven through faith, if we can do that, I reckon you can believe God today with your finance. You know, just this week alone, two people that have come forward over the last couple of weeks for prayer for work, for jobs. Just this week, two people got jobs in this very church. And let me tell you, if you've been without work, it's not easy these days to get a job. And that's a miracle. And I know what it's like. I remember a time where I had no work and I had to come home to Mel and say, "Bub, I lost my job today. And I don't know how we're going to pay our rent this week." And, you know, and God gave me a job that night. You know, someone rung me and called me. Here's the thing, is with God, all things are possible. Without God, good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know what people do without God. So there's a purpose for your life. Every one of us, there's a purpose for your life. No matter your situation, if you're sick right now, there's a purpose still for your life. It's not over just because you're sick. And a lot of your attention is just into getting well. And you know, for some people, it's like just getting food or just getting, and all your attention is on that. That doesn't mean God's forgotten just because you've forgotten. For a season, you might forget. But God's design is to make you well again, is to renew your heart, renew your mind, and he's going to fulfill the purpose that he has for your life. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "And you shall remember the Lord your God." Do you do that today? Remember the Lord your God in your situation. "For it is he who gives you power to get wealth." I love that. See, people think that they were just smart. People think they woke up with a great, you know, Amazon idea, a great Aldi idea, a great BMW idea. But God is the one who gives you the power to get wealth. God plants these seeds in people's lives. "That he may be established, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers as it is this day. Wealth to win the lost, having an eternity focus." Church, do we have an eternity focus? We have great doctors in this church and nurses. You know, people that do respite care and foster parents and, you know, in all trades, you know, we have amazing people doing amazing things in this church. But let me tell you, God wants you to have an eternity focus in everything that we do. An eternity focus. You know, as you put a nail into that piece of timber, you know, think, "God, Jesus, you received a nail like this so that I can be free and I can be here today. And I take what you did on the cross. And as I work, I'm going to work to serve my boss. And I'm going to share the love of Christ with all my work colleagues." There is an eternity-focused purpose in everything we do. God gives us wealth so that we can go into all the world and make disciples of every nation. God's desire is that all should be saved. That's good news right there. 1 Timothy 2, 3-4 says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." Only the church gives to kingdom purposes. Did you know that? Only the church is ever going to give to the purposes of the church, to the purposes of God, and that's you and I today. To establish his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, and to outwork his purposes for all of mankind. So to sum up the 3 points is that God has pleasure in your prosperity so that we can influence our world for good and so that we can influence our world for God. Amen. You receive that today, church? Can we give God a real shout of praise this morning? Because he wants to do something good in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Awesome. You know, you might be here today and you've listened to this and many things might have touched your heart. And in a moment, we're going to give and we're going to sow and we're going to worship God in that way. But you might not know God, or maybe I was even thinking this week that you might have given your heart to God once before, but it's been a while and you've noticed yourself walk away from God. You don't think kingdom purposes. You don't really think about God. You definitely don't read your word, or you know, the last time you spoke to God was more of a cry out than a relationship with him. And so today you might be in either category where you've never given your heart to God, Or maybe you've walked away from God and today you're realizing, you know what, I just really want to come back to God. I want to know for sure that I'm a son or a daughter of God. And so I'm going to ask, church, could we all just close our eyes for just a second to honor the moment? If that's to you today, I just want you to be really bold. Could you just lift your hand up high for me right now so I can just see who you are? I see your hand there, sir. Is there anyone else here this morning? I'm just going to look around a couple of times. I see your hand over there as well. Just one more time. I'm just going to call out. This is just a very simple decision. It's you giving your life to God. And it can be a nerve-wracking moment, but that's okay. Every eye is closed. Just lift your hand. I'm just one more time. I'm just going to look if that's you this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. This is what I would love to do as a whole church. I'm going to pray and I'd love you to repeat after me. And if that's you today, I want you to own this like it's your first ever prayer to God as a Christian, as a believer, as a son or daughter of God. So can we just do this out loud all together? Lord God, I give you my life.
Lord God, I give you my life.
I declare today that I am your child.
That I am your child.
I confess my sins. And I receive your redemption. I am a son or a daughter of God. And no one will take that away. I give you my heart. And I live for you from today forward. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Can we put our hands together one more time? Thank you, guys.